There was the marble.
有了金子。
There was the gold.
这不就有了圣殿了。
That's the temple, right?
而且那个时候圣殿的广场是全世界最大的宗教的广场。
And that time, the Temple Mount was the largest religious square in the world.
在主耶稣那个时候。
And then in Jesus' time.
可以容纳三十个足球场。
It was about 30 football fields long.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。如果现在我们有了宗教广场。
So if we had a religious square,
我们有了个中伟大的宗教的建筑。
If we had a huge religious building,
那祭尤其是希律
especially Herod,
他是为了讨好那些祭司们。
He wanted to find favor with them.
为他们在这个在什么呢？在所罗门皇宫的旧址上就盖了一个办公大楼。
So he built a huge stoa above the old Solomon's house.
所以那个叫 royal stoa, 皇家柱廊。
So it became known as the royal stoa.
所以如果他所有这个祭司们他们一登上这个办公大楼。
So when the priests came to this work building.
用今天来说就是一个希腊式的大的教堂。
It's basically like a great Orthodox church.
那么你看见说有四排柱子。
You see four rows, four sets of columns.
每一排的柱子有四十根柱子。
And there are 40 columns, 40 pillars going down.
从西一直到东。
From east to west.
所以这四根柱子就把它分成三个空间。
These four sets of pillars were divided into three areas.
最中间的就是中廊。
There was the central corridor.
然后旁边就是 aisle, 就是两边就是旁廊。
And there would be two sets of aisles on the side.
所以你知道他们卖牛羊鸽子就在旁廊上面。
So they would sell the oxen and the sheep on the side.
如果你一直走到顶，走到东边最走到底了。
And if you walk to the eastern end,
那个就是那个时候的七十一会。
You can see where the Sanhedrin met.
那意思就是说那是最高的法庭。
So it's the highest court.
所以想想看，弟兄姊妹，今天祭司们有办公大楼。
So consider it, the priests had their own work building.
你不只有圣殿。
They didn't just have the temple.
而圣殿里面有供职的人员呢。
There were even workers in the temple.
所以你看，等到千里有千羊来的时候，什么都有组织，什么都很有系统。
So when people brought their animals for sacrifice, it was very structured.
你想想看，有敬拜的殿堂。
There was a place for them to worship.
有人做祭司。
There were people who were priests.
还有人来敬拜。
And there were people who were here to worship.
不光如此。
Not only this.
因为他们被掳到巴比伦。
Because they had been taken to Babylon.
他们更明白了主的话。
They understood the word of God better.
他们有了圣经。
So they had the Bible.
也有了圣经的解释。
They had the explanation for the Bible.
用今天的话来说。
In today's words.
这不是神学是什么。
If it's not theology, what is it?
如果你把神学再加上这个殿堂，所以不要忘记。
If you add the building with theology,
在他们被掳以前
，before they were taken to Babylon,
以色列人和神的关系是活的。
The Israelites had a living.
就是他们回到耶路撒冷，神的目的要他们是活的。
And when God wanted them to return to Jerusalem, He wanted it to be a living.
神不只要以色列回来。
God didn't just want Ezra.
神要以斯拉不只是学者，而且同时亲近神的祭司。
He wanted Ezra to not only be a scribe but also be a priest who was too close to him.
在主回来以前。
But unfortunately, before the Lord.
慢慢就变了职了。
It changed.
慢慢你就看见吗？今天没有神的同在，我们照样可以有一个系统。
Even though we don't have the presence of God, we can still have a system.
我们哪里管神的同在不同在
？We don't care about God's presence.
我们只要有敬拜的人就可以。
As long as we have people who worship that.
敬拜的人每个人半时可乐，那么这个今天就可以维持这个圣殿。
So as long as everyone gives a half shekel, we can keep this system going.
所以弟兄姊妹，请记得。
So please remember.
回到耶路撒冷。
When you return to Jerusalem.
在主诞生以前。
Before the Lord was born.
如果大家读历史的话。
If you read history.
犹太教终于形成 Judaism.
Judaism finally became a religion.
为什么犹太教变成个宗教呢
？But why did it become a religion?
因为它完全符合一个宗教的条件。
It fulfilled all the requirements of a religion.
一个敬拜的中心。
There's a center of worship.
然后有神职人员。
There are
clergy.
There are clergy.
那么同时呢，你看见说，也有神学。
And there is theology.
换一句话说。 他们有一个理论的基础 theoretical base.
In other words, they had a theoretical base.
他们知道说我们犹太教所以是犹太教。
They knew why they were Judaism.
有道理的。
And they have a reason.
我可以把道理讲给你听。
I can explain it to you.
所以一面有圣经。
So on one hand, you have the Bible.
一面有圣经的解释。
On another hand, you had an explanation for the Bible.
所以现在你才明白。
So now you understand.
耶和华说我曾爱你。
The Lord said, I have loved you.
如果你是亲近主的人。
If you drew close to God,
你一定说神啊，你果然爱我。
You would say, yes, Lord, you love me.
但这些人不一样。
But these people are different.
这些人受过神学训练。
These people have received training.
这些人受过思想训练。
They have been trained in the way of thought.
神说，他也说。
If God says something, they say something.
你说他说什么呢？
What did they say?
他就是对神说的解释。
They have an explanation for God.
明白不明白？那个 interpretation 结果就变成了他们的 tradition 变成他们的遗传。
And because they had an interpretation that became their tradition.
所以什么叫做犹太教的神学呢？
So what is the theology of Judaism?
圣经是活的。
The Bible is living.
但是有人对圣经加上解释。
But someone added some explanations to
the Bible. 这就是主耶稣所说的古人的遗传。
And these are the traditions of old.
明白吗？很稀奇，很稀奇的。我们的主只知道圣经。
It's amazing. Our Lord only knew the Bible.
但这些人比主耶稣更有学问。
But these people were more scholarly.
他们觉得他自己是这样的人，主耶稣是没有读书的。
They felt that Jesus was one who did not read.
所以钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
So they could say crucify him, crucify
him. 明白吗？从这个角度，现在大家知道了。
And from this perspective, you understand.
因为他们组织了犹太教。
Because they set up Judaism.
所以现在你要批判一件事情，你完全从犹太的角度来看整个的事情。
So if you had a situation, you could judge it from a Jewish perspective.
这就是为什么后来文士跟法利赛人。
And this is why they were the scribes.
常常和主耶稣发生冲突。
And why they often had conflicts with Jesus.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said.
他们也说。
They also said.
当你读到马拉基书的时候。
When you read Malachi.
你有没有想到好几次主怎么说？他们另外又怎么说？
Did you consider how the Lord said something and they would say something?
如果他们真的觉得主所说的就是神所说的，
If they really believe that what the Lord said was what he said,
他们应该闭嘴才对。
They should not say anything.
今天有谁能够在创造的神面前多说几句话？
Today, who can say any more to the God of creation?
你能够说，
Can you say?
证明你很有把握。
If you can, that means you are very confident.
你受了那么多学术的洗礼。
You have received so much instruction.
现在你可以解释圣经。
Now you can explain the Bible.
所以谁说了你也说。
So when God says something, you say something too.
这个就是马拉基书所给我们看见。
This is what the book of Malachi shows us.
但是问题在这里。可怜在哪里？
So what is the unfortunate thing?
说话的人，顶撞主的人，以为自己很有亮光。
The people who spoke against God thought that they were very enlightened.
以为我是富足的。
They thought they were rich.
你叫匠人，所以能把石头丢弃，他很有把握。
So the builders could reject the stone because they were very confident.
他很有学问。
They were very scholarly.
所以因为这个缘故，他可以主耶稣说，他也说。
So that way, when the Lord says something, they could say something too.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果神说了，我们也说。
If God says something and we say something in return,
你到底相不相信神说的？
Do you believe what God said?
你受了那么多的神学的训练。
You received such theological training.
结果是什么？
And then?
结果是你的解释。
It's your interpretation.
就代替了神的话。
And replaced the word of God.
但你能告诉我说。
But can you tell us?
你说的话是对的。
That your word is right.
你说我是富足的。
You say you are rich.
主说你是贫穷。
The Lord said you are poor.
瞎眼。
You are blind.
可怜。
You are wretched.
这就是老底家的光景。
That is the condition of Laodicea.
这就是主来的时候文士和法利赛人的气息。
And this is the condition of the scribes and Pharisees.
不要忘记。
Before Jesus came.
当以斯拉刚刚回来的时候。
When Ezra first came back.
神的心目中每一个文士都是祭司，每一个祭司都是文士。
In God's will, every priest was a scribe and every scribe was a priest.
这个是完全平衡的。
That was balanced.
但什么时候一失去平衡？
But when you lose the balance.
你仍旧可以产生犹太教。
You can create Judaism.
这个世界上不缺少宗教。
This world does not lack religion.
结果多了一个宗教叫做犹太教。
And now it had a new one called Judaism.
在这个以前。
And before this,
没有一个东西叫做犹太教。
There was nothing called Judaism.
所有以色列人和神的关系是活的关系。
All Israelites had a living relationship with God.
但是现在不一样。
But now it's different.
现在你看见吗？情形不同。
You see the situation changed.
神说，我们也说。
God said something and we say something.
但是问题在这里。从这些对话里。
And from these conversations,
就显出我们的愚昧来。
It shows our foolishness.
明白。如果他们真的看见说话那位主是智慧的主
If they truly saw that the Lord who spoke was the God of wisdom
他们就不会把他钉在十字架上
They would not have crucified him
所以如果主说我们也说
So if the Lord says something and we say something
只有显出我们的愚昧来
It only shows us our foolishness
所以一面给我们看见文士和法利人是怎么造成的
So on one hand it shows us how the scribes and Pharisees
犹太教是怎么形成的
How Judaism was formed.
这是马拉基是告诉我
This is what Malachi tells us.
没有马拉基书
Without Malachi.
我们根本就不知道犹太教是怎么形成的
We wouldn't know how Judaism was formed.
如果没有马拉基书
Without Malachi.
我们根本不知道文士和法利赛人是怎么产生的
We wouldn't know where the scribes and Pharisees came from.
如果没有马拉基书
And without Malachi.
我们根本就不知道什么叫做老底家的教会
We wouldn't understand what the church of Laodicea was.
我们看一件事
When we look at this issue,
神所看的和我们所看的是完全两样。
God has a completely different view of it than
我们对自己着迷。
We are obsessed with ourselves.
我们对圣经也着迷。
We are obsessed with the Bible.
圣经既然是一本学问的书。
So because the Bible is just
像物理像地理一样。
It's just an academic subject.
我读物理，我有个结论。
I have a conclusion.
我读圣经，我有个结论。
When I read the Bible, I have another conclusion.
结果主说你是贫穷瞎眼。
And then the Lord says that you are miserable, wretched, and blind.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是为什么马拉基书对我们有那么大的帮助。
And this is why the book of Malachi can help us so much.
比方说第一个问题。
For example, the first problem.
主说，耶和华说，我曾爱你。
The Lord said, I have loved you.
你们却说，你在何事上爱我们。
But you say, how have you loved us?
弟兄姊妹，这句话有道理，不是没有道理。
So brothers and sisters, there is a reason for this.
如果你知道以色列人的背景
If you know the background,
当神说我曾经爱你
When God said, I have loved you,
那这个时候当然他们第一个反应就是你在何事上爱我们
Of course, their first reaction is, how have you loved us?
如果爱我们的话
If you loved us,
我们怎么没有一个国家呢
Why do we not have a country?
我们为什么被掳到巴比伦
Why were we taken to Babylon?
我们当初所有的所罗门的圣殿
We had Solomon's temple.
现在虽然我把圣殿建起来
And now even though we rebuilt the temple.
但是比起所罗门圣殿什么也没有
It is nothing in comparison to Solomon.
所罗门有整个的国库在背后来支援他
Solomon was backed by the entire treasury.
现在以色列人被掳做了俘虏
And now the Israelites have been taken
captive. 好不容易回到自己的故乡
They were just able to come back to their homeland.
那什么东西来建造圣殿
So what could they use to build the temple?
如果你爱我们
If you loved us,
为什么这些遭遇临到我们
Why did these tragedies come upon us?
明白吗弟兄姊妹
Do you understand?
许多时候神说了
Many times God said something
我曾爱你
I have loved you
你应该得着安慰才对
You should be comforted
但你得不着安慰
But you aren't
你看看自己的遭遇
You look at your own tragedy
你想想自己的过去
You think of your past
你和别人比一比
When you compare yourself to others
你问我是神那你在什么时候爱我呢
You often ask God, how have you loved me?
其实你是忘记
But actually, you forgot
当一个人在痛苦的时候
When someone is in suffering
他只对着伤口哭泣
He is only looking at his pain
伤口来哭泣来哭
He is only weeping about where he got hurt
但是他忘记神当初何等的爱他。
But he forgot how God had loved him.
但是很稀奇，神在这里很温和的回答他的问题。
But you can see that God answered their question in a very calm manner.
所以耶和华说，以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗
？So was not Esau Jacob's brother?
我却爱雅各。